Gloria presente. Occhio la tua gloria e la tua gloria. Of spirituality. Mind rationale of the determination that is its original truth or its significance. What compels or impels this exuberant play of varying possibilities which seem to have no aim or meaning unless it be the beauty or delight of creation? What is the rationale? Schrodinger says, this implies that somewhere in the origin of things there is a boundless possibility, or a womb of innumerable possibilities that are manifested out of it by the original energy. A mind, a seeking, and curious inventive thought, a begin determining them. Might be there, it seems so real might be there. Mind, a hidden mind might be there, but there is no trace of it in the first and fundamental appearance of material nature. The transient, Schrodinger concedes, may explain the emergence of the mind from inconscience as an appearance. But Schrodinger points out, that explanation has no obligatory force. When there is chance, there cannot be obligatory force. And we are obliged to look for a better explanation before accepting the theory of chance. So, there is a new opening. This opens the way for other explanations, which make consciousness the creator of this world, out of an apparent original inconscience. This theory of consciousness is strongly resisted by materialism, which demands physical proof for any intelligible proposition in science. So this is where we are stuck up. As against this, Schrodinger points out that consciousness is superphysical. Yet Schrodinger refers to increasing kind of knowledge and presents several instances of evidence of consciousness. First one, not only are there physical realities which are supersensible, but if evidence and experience are a broader test of truth, there are also senses which are supersensible. Two, there are phenomena of telepathy and cognitive phenomena which have been scientifically established, even though that has been imperfect, crude, and defective. Three, the truth of great ranges of experiences are pursued by more subtle instruments. Four, there are instances which prove that heartbeats are not absolutely essential to life. We all know this. When breathing, nor the organized brain cells to talk. Just as the brain does not explain the motive power of steam or electricity, if we remind ourselves of the steam engine, our first apparent understanding is that when the piston moves, the steam comes out. But it is the other way around. It is the other way. Because of the steam, the piston moves. But it is because of the steam that the engine moves. Similarly, the brain is not because of consciousness, but the consciousness is because of the brain. What is interior? The force is interior, not
only spirit. Besides, the divine or physical proof of this is not physical. It's irrational and irrelevant. Also, if it is argued that supra-physical is the realm of subjectivity, then subjectivity is liable to error. The answer is that the liability to error is not the prerogative of subjectivity. Even the study of physical world is also liable to error. The only safeguard for both the physical and supra-physical is the application of thinking and method of verification appropriate to their respective things. But what is consciousness? Usually define it as awareness, mental awareness. It is not true, it is very limited definition. And the example of sleep shows that it is not suspension of consciousness. When we are sleeping, the consciousness is there. Similarly, inconscience is not suspension of consciousness, but an integral state of consciousness. It is a mistake to identify consciousness with mental consciousness alone. Consciousness is apart from inconscience, there is subconscious, and high above all consciousness, which is superconscious. And the sounder and deeper is the subliminal consciousness, and the deepest is the psychic consciousness. Schrödinger was the first to the Indian scientist who has called consciousness in trance, the known as word of the future voice. So, consciousness is first defined by Schrödinger as a self-aware source of existence. It is no longer synonymous with mentality, but indicates a self-aware source of existence of which mentality is a middle term. Mentality is just a middle term. Below mentality, it sinks into vital and material movements, which are for us subconscious. Above, it rises into supramental, which is for us the superconscious. Consciousness also implies purposefulness, which is seen even in animals and insects. This building points out, we see, for instance, in the animal operating at a perfect purposefulness. And in fact, indeed, a scientifically minded knowledge. The God knows the intricacies of the nest. How to prepare the nest to avoid those very well. It is a purposefulness. It is quite beyond the capacities of animal mentality. No, we can't do that. And this man himself can only acquire by long personal education. So it is there even in plants, in animals, in insects. Hence, the individual consciousness is all pervading. Let us recapitulate a little. We saw that the complexities of the world will be sought to be explained by the theory of self-organizing dynamic chance. Number two, we also saw that this theory has no immediate recourse. All that is done is no necessity, and by far no binding force. The third point, we concluded that friends, whatever our purposes, is there to be there. Whatever hypothesis came to be considered, the hypothesis of consciousness. Fourth, we had, however, to surmount the theory of materialism in order to enter into the field of supraphysical. Since consciousness is supraphysical. Fifth, we then detected consciousness in the workings of the physical objects. Plans and animals. Sixth, we also detected purposefulness in the operations of insects and animals. And then we conclude from this consciousness is all pervasive. Seventh, what we notice waves of consciousness. Unconscious, subconscious, conscious mentality, subliminal, psychic, and superconscious. Eighth, we define consciousness as self-awareness of existence of which mentality is the middle term. It moves down to subconscious and the unconscious and rises into superconscious. Does consciousness as a hypothesis explain the perplexing phenomena of the world? In putting this question, we are crossing the borders of current science and entering into the domain of spirituality, which is constituted by the inner and higher domains of consciousness. We see first that mental consciousness does not explain the creation of the mind. For mind is moved by the act of thought or imagination to create. At the most, it can create fictions and creations of imaginations. Mind has no capacity of creating anything. There is also a theory of extra-cosmic consciousness as the creator of the mind. But to that theory, that the thought can be made that extra-cosmic consciousness or God could then have had better thoughts, and the best thought of all would have been to refrain from the creation of an unhappy and unintelligible universe, which we see at present. When we turn to another theory of consciousness, creative consciousness or creator, even though exceeding the creation, yet inherent in it, itself. So, both the player and the player, and casting inspired possibilities into the soft form of an evolutionary cosmic order. In other words, only the hypothesis of superconscious, supramental consciousness as the creator can satisfactorily explain the complexities of the world. I repeat, only the hypothesis of superconscious, supramental consciousness as the creator can satisfactorily explain the complexities of the world. But even that explanation would be only a philosophical proof. There has to be also an experiential proof. Schrodinger provides this proof too, by descendants of the warring races. In fact, this experience is good. There are three stages. First, the process of quietude of mind and realization of this silent weakness. Second, this is not enough. It's the unmoving process of entering into the cosmic consciousness, the dim level of the human mind. That is not life. Third, but even this too is not enough. That's the holding the state. The mind gives a slow, final, and positive solution. It is a super input of vision beyond. It's that we are not to see falling answer. The last is that the superlight. What is superlight? So when we define superlight as colors, the supramental gets consciousness. The supramental gets consciousness. It is at once the self-awareness of the infinite and eternal. All the power of self-determination inherent in that self-awareness. All that the timeless eternity of the self-awareness sees in itself as fruit of being, the conscious power of its being manifests in time eternity. But this experience of truth takes us beyond spirituality. As we ordinarily understand it, we are required to travel through various grades of super-conscient ranges of consciousness. Our mind, the living mind, the intuitive mind, the low mind, and the super mind. These are the ranges of super-conscient. This will be the supramental spirituality. Ordinarily, spirituality is confined to the following two processes of spirituality. Awakening to the soul, self, and spirit beyond the mind, life, and body. And union of the individual with the greater reality, beyond and pervading the universe, which inhabits also all being. I repeat, ordinarily spirituality is confined to the following two processes: A. Awakening to the soul, self, and spirit beyond divine life and body; B. Union of the individual with the greater reality, beyond and pervading the universe, which inhabits also our own being. We are able to expound the connotation of spirituality by bringing in the process of ascent to supermind. And for transformation of nature by the ascent of the supermind. The most full definition of spirituality is therefore as follows. Spirituality is in its essence an awakening to the inner reality of our being, to a spirit, self, soul, which is other than our mind, life, and body, and to the respiration. To know, to feel, to be right, to enter into contact with the greater reality. Him, to be in communion with it, and union with it. And upon Him, a conversion, a transformation of our whole being, of the result of respiration, the contact, the union, a growth, or waking to a new beginning, all new being, a new self, a new nature. If we study this definition, we can see that the following words involve supernatural spirituality. We will call it supernatural spirituality. Transformation, new beginning, new being, new self, new nature. This is the difference between the ordinary concept of spirituality and supernatural spirituality. Which is a window of the screen, the photo. And the words, the window of the supernatural spirituality are transformation, new becoming, new being, new self, new nature. The supernatural spirituality, a new book becomes possible with God's truth. The first truth was philosophical truth. The second truth was experiential truth. The yogic process, we saw that we can experience that, experiential truth. And the third truth, which is most crucial, namely experimental truth. And we think of actual rejection through a long process of experimentation of the supernatural body. And the purpose of this presentation is that the real synthesis of science and spirituality is achieved only with the projection, linking, and fabricating of this supernatural body of divine body. In this connection, let us refer to the conversation of 24th May 1962 in Lotus Virginia, where the mother says, "I think that this possibility of science goes to its extreme limits, joining up with true knowledge, and this impossibility of living through conscious connection with the material world are both incorrect." There is something else. Both parts will be leading towards the third point. And that third point is what I learned at present. Not exactly studying. Our mother just took it before it will be two parts merged into a third that would be a new thing. In other words, this is exactly the state of consciousness I am living in now. It is as if I was facing the same eternal problem, but from a new position. Something else is needed. A third position. Something else is needed. A third position. It is not the result of this skill, but something still to be discovered. This would probably open the door to total knowledge. This something is what we are seeking. And perhaps what we are seeking, we will be taking part in the grouping of it. In this conversation, the mother is referring to the making of a divine body. It is with the production of the divine body that God wants to be our king. He will always be ready to go with us. And we should not discover the process of complete self-surrender. It is for the first time in the history of the universe that mother is to hear this. The mother is to hear this. And discovered also the surrender of the mind of the sins of the body. So that even going farther, and even as you went at the point of ingredients, that's the head of the divine body, as you see in the mother of the surrender. The same shoulder was being done. First of all, Surrender has expanded in considerable detail the possibility and the inevitability of the projection of the supramental body in this book, Supramental Manifestation. We have stated there that this projection will involve another procedure of birth in the direction. We have also given a vivid picture of the psychological and physiological characteristics of the divine body in all the simple principles and also in some practical details, including those relating to surpassing the need of food and absence of the fear of instinct, which are their roots in the infant. The divine body of the mother, which has been seen by God in the process of formation, in us, who begins, corroborates to our Lord's description of His divine body. We can refer to the Mother Teresa of 13th March 1970, where she has said that the supramental consciousness has been fixed in the body. The God that your Lord has given to you. This then leads us towards the culmination of the synthesis of science and spirituality. And the resulting work for us is to collaborate with the possession of the projection of the supramental body. Question number two. non sono costante e non è contro se stesso. Io ho un dubbio. Il dubbio è un dubbio che non si può fare con il tempo di tempo. Sono che se non si può fare con il tempo di tempo, non si può fare con il tempo di tempo. Il dubbio è un dubbio che non si può fare con il tempo di tempo.
Of this
collaboration with each other, both insisting on critical scrutiny, verification, repeatability, and certainty of prediction. A new superscience, a synthesis of science and spirituality, will come to be developed. Thank you.